Democracy in the world. If you look at Japan, look at different kinds of democracy there. But all people there involved in the from like important, which are much more inclusive. And if we want to talk about the democracy that is inclusive, and we're trying to push this institution forward, I think we should become more inclusive, even with those persons that we have to certain discrepancies on ideological grounds or whatever. So I propose that we pass this motion.
I agree with everything Fernando said except the last one. I think
well, excuse me. No, excuse me. Wait. Okay. What we might do is see if we're ready. That was for. Is there anyone
of personal privilege
speaking against?
I was on this side.
Yeah. Okay.
Point of personal privilege.
Are you calling for yourself?
I'm calling point of personal privilege
yeah.
for myself.
Okay. Sarah has been very patient, so I'm going to have her.
It's a personal privilege.
All right. Personal privilege does take priority, but make it quick and to the point.
I wanted to make a motion which is neither for or against, so I did not have the opportunity to get on any stack.
Oh, I see. You wanted to make a substitute motion?
No. Yeah,
I see. I understand what you're saying. All right, let's take a few other comments. Sarah, the question has been called for.
But I was on the second floor.
Is there a second to the call for the question?
Yes.
It's been moved and seconded.
Point of,
All right, we're gonna go to these points of information before we vote on the question. But the question, let's remember, has been called for and seconded. First, let's go. I want to address Terry's point. Because we were taking pros, cons, and so on, he had a comment that was either pro or con, so had no opportunity to speak. And I think that is maybe a violation of his right, because the chair was trying to take pro and con, and his was a comment neither. So I'm actually going to just take the privilege of the chair to have you speak whatever your comment was, and then we're going to go to a vote on the question. Excuse me, I'm just going to ask people to cooperate. We're going to run out of time very quickly.
It was basically a parliamentary inquiry, because the initial committees, which were noticed, the method of expanding their membership is in discussion in the structure committee, and I wanted to refer Margaret's motion to the structure committee. But I don't know when a motion to refer is in order.
Okay. Now, the call for the question had actually taken place. It was seconded. Those in favor of closing debate on Margaret's motion and going to a vote, raise your hands.
Okay. This is calling the question.
Right.
Calling the question.
Right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Those opposed?
1.
No, Marie, there was one.
Who was the second?
Alan.
Oh, got it, two.
We're going to vote on the Margaret Prescott motion now. Those in favor signify by raising your hands. This is the Margaret Prescott motion.
Can you read the motion?
Everyone has it. I don't have time. We don't have time.
Copies are in front of you. You should.
You guys want me to read it or you might be wrong. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
All right, that motion passes. We're going to go directly now to public comment. I believe Lawrence has a list. Excuse me, Eva.
10 seconds comment.
Yes, we're going to give you that. 10 seconds.
You guys want to submit your ballot? I just got multiple relations talking to stations to say that we have successfully broadcasted the first wireless broadcast from Santa Barbara in the history of the Pacific.
The first what?
Wireless broadcast.
Marconi, wherever you are. Thank you.
Okay, let me get your audio.
All right. Very good. Thank you for that update, and thank you for being with us. And I want to say we want you, notwithstanding what you've been through today, we want you at every LSB meeting. Would Lawrence call the first speaker in public comment?
Before that, I just want to say that we collected $75. Thank you for all those participants.
Just go. this venue. Now, thank you, Ed. 75.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, all right. Now, members of the board, listeners, sponsors. All right, I'm going to take your hand, Jane. I just want to remind listeners, sponsors in the past have complained that while they're giving the board public comment, we're often out of order. We're not looking at the listener sponsors, and we're not listening and concentrating on what they're saying. So I'm going to ask board members who are going to have side conversations not to have them, to, out of courtesy, give your attention to the listener sponsor who is speaking. Now, before we go to the first, Jane, what was your point?
I never understood, since my motion had nothing to do with Margaret, what happened to my motion?
Wait. Oh, maybe we misunderstood.
Yeah.
What was your motion?
My motion was that if the secretary was elected, the other candidate would automatically work with that secretary.
Okay, I'm going to rule.
You asked me to take part in Margaret. I said I don't know, I don't remember.
I totally misunderstood. I'm going to rule, because we need to go to listener sponsor, that motion should be introduced at the next LSB meeting. We will know who the runner-up is, and we will give it top priority.
Okay.
Would you read the first name of the listener sponsor?
His name.
Okay. Go right ahead.
I wanted to say that I was shocked and dismayed to see how many people voted against the idea of the EMB's vote occurring by roll call. And the reason is because a lot of the people on this board ran on a platform of accountability and transparency. Then you turn around and make the voting possible in secret, as many of the, I understand many of the votes of this board have been in secret, and I support Margaret's motion. I really appreciate it. But that just passed.
Overwhelmingly.
Oh, great. So that is the kind of thing that we really need to see. And with, you know, when stuff is being done by secret ballot, who's to say who's voting? And then when there seems to be a pattern in the balloting, it becomes more clear if the public can see what's going on as far as who everyone's picking their number one and number two choices. I also like to speak about against SBT voting or STB or whatever as something which tends to obscure with the process and tends to obscure what's going on in votes, and it also tends to seem like it picks like the most popular and then the friends of the most popular. It seems like it does. So anyway, that's what I wanted to say. And also, beyond accountability and transparency, there's one more item I just slipped my mind, so I'll let the next speaker speak.
Thank you.
Bye.
I'm just making a pretty interesting question you have, since there's, after all, $700,000, Ryan even has what to do about the cap. And I want to address a point that surely the report from the Department of Oversight sure suggested to you that, quote, it might be a good idea that we decided it might be a good idea for the CFB to consult our specific attorney to clarify the CPD regulations with regard to the cap. That's blatantly false. What we decided was that since there are overlapping duties assigned to the Community Advisory Board, the Interim Program Council, and to the LSB, and that the law requires the Community Advisory Board, for example, to do the assessment, the LAB mandate requires the IPC to do community needs assessment, and the bylaws require the LSB to do community needs assessment, that we might want to refer these matters to an attorney so we could make a rational decision. This wasn't, in fact, it wasn't a might. It was a unanimous consent to refer these matters to the Pacifica attorney because there are conflicting duties outlined in these bodies, because there are three bodies charged with overseeing programming, there are three bodies charged with overseeing community assessments, and because it is very dangerous for this body to establish, to indulge the possibility of having competing powers that give competing instructions, set competing policies for management. We referred this to the Pacifica attorney seriously, and in my opinion, it is dishonest and malfeasance of duties to not report that to you. It was unanimous consent on the part of both these bodies. And it's been this service.
Question. 90 seconds. 90 seconds.
Next, Lawrence.
90 seconds. Why not 2 minutes? Why not extend this in a comment? I'm sorry. You know, I'm really disappointed. I feel kind of manipulated. And you know, I just want to tell you that I want to be of service to you, but you need to be completely honest with me. If you tell me that something's a resume, and all of a sudden you pull a bunch of stuff down on the website, it's an ethical question here. You know, and I want to go back to Harris's point. There's an ethical question that somebody raised that it was about resumes. It wasn't about, you know, trying to get that gathered dirt up or looking for biographical information or political statements or whatever of these candidates. There's an ethical question here that I really want you to consider when you're voting for one of these candidates. Okay, because I was told that what I was distributing was resumes. I didn't know that. I didn't know. You know, I didn't know what I was distributing. You give me it, I distribute. But all of a sudden I hear, you know, and I asked the candidates, you know, whether they were approached as to whether they were going to be having to submit biographical information, biographical data, or files or anything like that. They were simply told resumes. Now all of a sudden we have all of this other stuff, you know, that you might view negatively. I think a candidate should be judged on his qualifications to perform the duty that he's volunteering to do. Not on politics or on nationalism, because or whatever it is, there should be on the qualifications and the willingness to be a service, you know. And the other point about, you know, Ed, if you can just give me, can I ask for 15 seconds? The one you got.
Well, you know, just finish the sentence
okay.
That you...
I'm going
to
finish my
just
statement.
Finish that. Don't take a lot of time, because we really need to be fair.
You're all the time. I'm just so much not taking okay.
Sorry to argue with you.
Sorry. I mean, yeah. In terms of written reports, I can understand that, you know, the general manager was asked, you know, kind of nicely about submitting written reports. I've been asking Solani, who's a director. I've been asking David. I think everybody should submit written reports. Every committee should submit a written report. The PNB meeting, there should have been a written report. Okay? So, you know, if you want complete accountability and transparency, then you have to be willing to give it.
Okay, thank you, Lawrence. Thank you. Is there another public comment? Is there anyone else in public comment?
Yes.
Sorry, I'll be really fast. Two things. First, I would respectfully request that if somebody wants to give a minority view and you don't have time to listen to it, would you please come up with some sort of means to even put it on the internet or something for the rest of us from idiots? Because we want to hear both sides. The other thing is that I'm disappointed that the motion was tabled for the Finance Committee to get all of that information. You're going to need a lot of information to do the work that you're going to do. There's been a process set up for you to request information, and that process also puts into the record when those requests were made and when they were responded to. I would respectfully, again, ask that you request that information as a board, be requested from management or through your representative, and I would also request that you ask for the following items: any existing personnel policies and procedures, and any memorandum modifying those policies, any existing fiscal management policies and procedures, and memorandum modifying those, any existing volunteer management policies and procedures, and memorandum modifying those policies. Copies of insurance policies for general liability, automobile, board of directors, insurance, and volunteer insurance, a current station budget with line item breakdown, your last fiscal audit, your last affirmative action report, your current staff evaluation forms and procedures, a current volunteer handbook, a copy of the fund drive training manual that was mentioned today, and a copy of both event policy and procedures. I would ask that you request for those and put them in the record today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Casey. Well, let's see. The board wants to hear, I think, public comment, and then if there's time, we could respond not to each one of these. Uh-huh. So let's also go to the next member of the public with public comment.
Okay.
Ah, good.
I'd say that I'm really happy with what you guys have done so far in general.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so happy not having to drive that 50 miles all the time to get up here. I just have a couple of general comments, one of which is that there was a book which I interviewed the author at one point, Peter Russell, The Brain Book, in which he compiled the results of a study by an international consortium basically out of England that looked at what things work in terms of our mentation. One of the things they found was that the human brain oscillates between left and right hemispheres on approximately 45-minute phases. You can't change that. You can try, but the problem is that after 45 minutes, people's eyes glaze over. So what you do is you have a 45-minute break, or at least on the hour, you have a 5-minute break. People can stretch, go to the bathroom, eat some cookies, look at pretty pictures, anything you get out of that left brain mode for a while enough so that you can come back and do work. So that's my suggestion for one thing. So I was seeing people not struggling with their eyes open in the second hour here. And the second thing is people don't remember what's in between if you go past 45 minutes. They get the first part and the last part, and they completely forget if you test them what the middle part was. So this is just a practical suggestion. The second thing is, on other informational side, I was really happy to hear that EVA is going forward with the electronic information stuff. What I'm disappointed by, and I really like the mission statement, what I'm disappointed by is the fact that this meeting itself was not out there. It could be. A lot of stuff that is not being broadcast could be streamed, and for about $10,000 we could put all of the stuff online available permanently.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Could we ask what the previous speaker's name was?
No, we're not supposed to.
Would you like to share it?
Go ahead, Randy.
At the joint POC-IPC meeting, the POC was adamant about the LSDs doing the community needs assessment itself and not allowing the IPC to have any part of it. One argument generally given is that duplication of duties on different bodies is undesirable. One argument generally given is that duplication of duties among different bodies is undesirable, but the law states that the CAB must do what amounts to community needs assessments. So if the LSB does it, there's a duplication of two bodies doing it. If the CAB delegates this duty to the IPC as one of its committees, which it technically is, having been formed by the LAB, which is the CAB, there is the same amount of duplication to bodies. There is the same amount of duplication to bodies. So this concern is irrelevant. Moreover, the bylaws, Article 7, Section 3K states that the LSD's duty in regard to the community needs assessment is to form community needs assessments or see to it that separate community advisory committees' votes are formed to do so. So there doesn't have to be duplication. The LSD is free to delegate this test to the IPC. I see no reason why the IPC and LSD can't do community needs assessment together. It is a big job. It's not clear why the POC is so hell-bent to arrogate this duty to the LSD. When they resort to irrational arguments that show inappropriate vehemence and obduracy in promoting a position, they must have some underlying motive, and since they're not disclosing it, it's probably dishonorable.
Thank you.
compensation board reconsider your resolution to not have recorded and roll call votes for the national board resolutions, all resolutions in the public meetings. And the reason that I ask you to do this is to remember that why we instituted local station board, democratic processes, and transparency, and all these things that we're now doing, is because we just have gone through a period where we almost lost Pacifica because of the fact that they, at the national board level, implemented a system of secret decision-making, essentially. So if you're going to reinstitute that, great. Don't record the votes. Don't have representation by directors. The second point is that the directors make decisions for a larger group than just the local station board. They make decisions for all of the listeners, even listeners who are not members. So you're working. So we need to know, as listeners and as businesses, riders of stations everywhere, in all of the stations, what the national board directors are doing and what they're thinking. The votes need to be recorded, and each member that has been elected needs to be accountable. Otherwise, you can elect people, they can do what they want, people will never know.
Thank you. May I just ask where we are on the 60 minutes? How much? 30 minutes. Good Lord. Okay, good. Welcome, Debbie.
I just want to say that the two very important committees have been constituted by the LSB currently, the Outreach Committee and the Programming Oversight Committee, the program at the IPC. Before I make a comment on that, I'm very glad that the management has established some broadcast outposts in the community, because we have always insisted that while we live in our own world, which is predominantly a middle class world, but the majority of the people that we want to, whose issue we want to talk about in South Central, in this area, do not want to always go to down to the radio station. So that is commendable that we now have some community outreach broadcast outposts where, but we want to see the people from the community, more people from the community going to those areas. So maybe it's going to be the duty of the outreach committee to inform people in the community that these facilities are available so that they can go to those areas. But for the LSB, I want to appeal to you that as you move ahead in constituting these two committees, from the attendance of this meeting, I mean, why did you move down the long to the same folks I saw in Wilshire? If the purpose of holding a meeting in the community is not to mobilize the people in the community, Mr. Chairman, I mean, it is theater. You know, it's the same group who would have went in Wilshire or anything. It's the same folks who are here. But to go beyond that, I want to appeal to us that when we go on, I'm happy you're talking about democracy and enlighten the committee. Talk about democracy and not the committee, including the election. I mean, today this folks who constitute the IPC. I talk for election, not the committee, not only on the committee of the LSB. We should, especially the participation of the community collectives. September 13th, last year, I will never forget. Jim was there and a couple of you were there. It was a great meeting. Let us not disappoint those who participated in those committee meetings. We must never forget them. But even as we sit here, maybe we'll spend about 3 hours here today, police brutality continues against black and brown youth. The duly elected government of the people of Haiti has been overthrown. War crimes have been committed by U.S. government. This should be judged of us. We do not put in context whatever we do here today within the perspective of what is happening in our country.
Thank you very, very much.
All right.
Hi, I'm Sharon from Long Beach. And thank you. Unfortunately, though, we are a crisis billing daily because it was scheduled somewhere else. And somebody remembered that I had a lot of connections in the community. No, I know you're not. I apologize. I'm just tired. It's okay. It's not about you. So we were just lucky. I had tried five churches to find it, so it was to find a place.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
But there are a lot of Baptists in town. We know each other, so there's a certain kind of trust. And, So, but unfortunately, we weren't able to do either the board itself job by letting enough of the activist community know, And secondly, to do preparations like refreshments. I know you're on your board, but the democracy is hell. Democracy is hell. It's the same thing. We're standing in there. And it's hard to learn to work together, particularly when people come from slightly adversarial positions at times, And it's hard to learn to get over it. But I know you will. And so I think some committee should kind of look at scheduling. And throw that community, so the community that can do a damn good job of pulling in all the people down here for you, KDFK. And I don't know whether this is feasible, but sometimes after something like this, breaking bread together helps. And it's a lot of pressure to ask you to stay and then party with the community, but it might help in that way. It might actually help the outfield outreach, okay? The last thing is, today was an agonizing day to make choices. The ACLU for the first time in 6 months did a 4-hour speaking training against the Patriot Act, which is so dangerous to us. And that's where I elected to go because I did basic and November to do this. The military out of school campaign, which is so important, and it's involving the youth, is to have a 4-hour workshop. So I guess I'm asking you to do two very difficult things. Plan again, but assign somebody to scour the community, maybe even call organizations that we know are particularly important and say, are you by any chance planning in the next 2 months that they could get together? We don't want to conflict with you. That's it.
Thank you very much. Does that conclude?
No.
Okay. Okay. No, I'm not being
impatient.
Go ahead, please.
I want to thank the board members for donating your time and energy, because I know that it's a lot. I wanted to speak in support of Lawrence's request for reports and include reports on decisions made and roll call votes at meetings of the PMD. I think that that's something that we listeners, doctors, really want to know what's happening in that. And finally, this is my first meeting, and I have to tell you that the impression that I get is that Robert's rules have not always been used to move issues forward. And I want to urge you, in the interest of KPFK and of being accountable to listeners and sponsors, to try and have a little flexibility with a focus on getting the work done.
Thank you very much.
Of course, I just like to make a comment. It seems like we were held hostage with the microphone being taken away. And back there, none of us can hear it. Now, what I'd like to propose, we have about 50 people here. I understand a system like that will cost maybe $700-$800, okay? Maybe we should look into the purchase of this system. And if Eva has an old system at CPMK that we can purchase for the lab, okay, because I'm looking at $1 for each purchase of 50, it wouldn't be that long to make a purchase of this item. Because we are, it's like the person who has a basketball and a basketball game.
Thank you.
First of all, I appreciate a lot of the comments and echo what I'd like to say. I'd like to see another way of having this format be expanded so that our input can come up on a regular basis. If there's going to be transparency in the management, I think there needs to be transparency in financial matters on every single person on any committee, and every single person should be completely open, not as most groups have a fund. turn in your little city cash thing to get it back. You say you're going to spend it, because I have heard a group where I was witness to a group where, oh, only one person can sign the check, and sure enough, that person just ripped off that plate. They didn't listen to me. So we need a lot of accountability, not just with management. We need it with every member of each group. There's a lot of ways people like when they get a hold of money different ways that they're own.
Thank you.
My name is Terry Tuttle, and I'm a listener, and I only have one comment to make, is that gathering from the conversation here, there's a number of members of this body who are also members of the National Board of Directors, is that correct?
Four.
When it comes to decisions that are directly impacting the National Board of Directors, I think in the matter of fairness, those members should not have a vote in those particular matters when it comes to the National Board. I don't know if that's proper or not, but I mean, especially when it comes to the matter of transparency and having roll call votes, I mean, if there's certainly motivation for not wanting that type of issue, maybe those motivations need to be discussed. And
that's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's kind of like a conflict of interest to have members of the National Board voting on issues that involve the National Board.
Mm-hmm.
And I just haven't heard that discussed, and I thought I'd enjoy it.
Good afternoon, thank you. Fortunate to be here. Proud privilege and honor to be here. My name is Axel. I'm a piece of paper with this kind of pickup. It has four lines that I wanted to read from the floor. It has my name and telephone number. I believe my efforts will be consistent with your efforts.
Now it's here.
Thank you. That's what I have to say.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm just going to take 15 seconds.
Lawrence, we got to get on.
Yeah, my God.
We waited 4 hours. We were elected business here. Let us move on with our business.
You know what?
That's
you
what we were elected.
I just want to say this real quick. If you're arguing with me, I
could have
finished. Because you're actually taking advantage of your role. The idea, if we have other listeners, speakers.
Put your failure to act as an activist for the listeners on me. Okay?
Did we do that?
You are something if you don't do it. That's all.
Okay. Do we have other listeners who want to make public comments? Who, if not, is that over? Okay. Now let me see if I can explain where we are. Obviously, we're about to adjourn, but we have some things we should look at before we do that. One. Wait. Excuse me, people. You're going to have to give me your cooperation, or it's not going to work. We are now going to ask people who have not voted on those two ballots to mark those and turn them in to the vice chair here, if you have not voted. And then in a moment, we're going to have to just at least informally identify, say, three or four people who will stay to secure the ballots and talk about the process. Terry obviously cannot be one of those, and he's someone who in the past has done that. So I'm going to ask who is willing to stay here and just discuss. All right, Jim, is there another one? Okay, and Donna and myself. That's enough. We'll see. Oh, where? Who? David. David is also. And listener sponsors who would like to incorporate into that. We just want to secure the ballots and decide how they're going to be handled, who will secure them. They should be sealed and so on. The second thing is, We have six motions that were made, which the agenda suggested we would come back and vote on. We clearly cannot do that today. So I would... Wait. All right. Therefore, I'm going to propose that we have another LSB meeting slightly... Wait. Okay, let's take care of that business first. Go ahead. That we have another meeting before. You know, there's a PNV meeting in Houston, June, I think, 4th, 5th, and 6th, around there. So we may have to have an LSB meeting to handle material before the PNV meeting in Houston, to pass the motions, and to do a lot of stuff. So I'm going to, through email, I'm going to put out there. The other thing is... May 23rd, who could not go to an all-day in-service training that Eva has proposed and that we proposed together? It has to do with, one more, has to do with policies and procedures. Who could not attend that all day on May 23rd?
I can't. I have...
You cannot? Here's one, two... It looks very much as though it could be on May 23rd, but we need to consult with the people who presently think they could not be there, and that is where many of the issues that came up in our questioning of management and so on would come up. Now, that may be the date, so we'll be in touch with you. Excuse me, David, yes. Yes, we definitely can do that. We would not
have an adjourned meeting.
We could have, yeah, we could adjourn, and then this would be a continuation at a later date. I mean recess to a later date. Okay, now, those, among other concerns I have, is that people have been very patient. Some of your issues did not get dealt with today. If we were to recess, those could be dealt with when we come back together. All right, Harrison.
You're not adjourned.
No, we're not adjourned.
You're recessing.
Well, no, we haven't. We don't have a motion to recess. I just wanted to raise a couple issues.
I make a motion to recess.
All right, there is a motion to recess. In your motion, you have no specific time to recess to, so it would have...
Before the next, I recess for us to be able to come back to address the rest of this agenda before, at least a week before the next CMB meeting.
Okay, no, we're not adjourning. No, we aren't. We're introducing a motion, Harrison.
No. We gotta have a cab.
You have to what?
We need a cab. So we're gonna lose a bunch of money.
That's why we're recessing. We need to come back. I don't know if we could actually stay here beyond 5 o'clock. Yeah. Okay. Is there any further discussion on the motion to recess?
Call the question.
Okay. I actually saw Terry's hand before that. Go ahead.
Just want to let you know.
All right. We're just about ready to recess, but Terry has the floor, and then we're going to go to a vote.
An adjourned meeting is a meeting in continuation of the session of the immediately preceding regular or special meeting. The name adjourned meeting means that the meeting is scheduled for a particular time and place if it is not otherwise established by the assembly's adjourning to or adjourning until that time and place.
Okay, so we're not adjourning. I think the motion was to recess.
No, I'm saying that you can adjourn to a time and
a place.
Okay. Any further discussion on the motion to recess?
Oh yeah.
Okay, Harrison.
You can.
I know you can, but that wasn't the motion. Do you want to withdraw the motion to recess? That's what they're saying. That
I mean, I'm fine with a 15-minute recess. I mean, I think we need that.
No,
no. You don't understand what we mean by recess. Okay, all right. Rather than debate this word, would you withdraw your motion to recess?
No, because I have to leave.
No, I know, but we'll vote immediately. And then we'll entertain a motion. They're happier with
you.
Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Okay, there's a motion to adjourn. Is it seconded?
I'll second it.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that we adjourn, but we cannot give.
Well, yeah.
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 We have not done that in the past. This is something new you're imposing on the board, because we haven't done that in the past. All right, Jan, go ahead then. All right, it's clear that we're
adjourned.
We're going to have to adjourn. So, is the motion before us to adjourn?
Yes.
But we do not have a place or time to adjourn to.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay, all in favor? You know, I would like to announce the results of the election. Actually, 4 members got together and counted the votes. All right.
3 members of the
secretary. 3 members and a volunteer oversaw this. For secretary, Terry 13, Margot 9. For treasurer, Sarah. Wait a minute. Oh, these are extras. These are okay. Sarah. I'm so sorry. Sarah 13, Lerner 0, and Casey 10. So this is the result of that vote. Now, is there a motion? And can you copy those down for me so that I have a copy of them? Those in favor of adjourning signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay, let's go to hands. Those in favor of adjourning, raise your hands. Raise your hands. Okay. 1, 2.
Maria! Are we adjourning?
Yes.
No, we're just voting whether we do. raise your hands now if you're adjourning.
Yes.
Are you voting, Jan, or no? Are you voting? No, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Those opposed? Okay. 1, 2. Okay. 1, 2, 3. See, wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9, 5. Is there a 6 person? Okay. 6. Okay. It carries 9-6. Okay. Can you come up and... Oh, you can take it now. I think, yes. Did somebody take me? I'm wondering if...